T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve.
Here's a fun game. Yeah. What do a uranium rattlesnake and an open bottle of whiskey have in common?
Typical weekend for you, buddy.
Amen, brother. Commerce City, represent.
I have no idea.
A car actually got pulled over with all those items in it.
Uranium?
So, yeah, it was, yeah.
Okay.
This happened last week, I think. Cops in Guthrie, Oklahoma, a mecca for uranium, pulled over a car for having expired tags. Again, criminals. Just
the smallest things. Yes.
You're about to rob a bank. You've got the whole plan. You've got the Tom Cruise harness from Mission Impossible. You've got the spray to make all the lasers show up. You've thought of everything. Check your taillight,
fool.
Thank
you. It always comes down to that.
He had expired tags. Once they pulled the car over, they realized, oh, this car is stolen. Ding!
Oh.
There was a gun in the console. Ding! There was an open bottle of Kentucky Deluxe whiskey next to the gun.
Heck, oh!
Ding! There was a rattlesnake in the back seat.
Of course.
Ding! There was a canister of radioactive uranium also in the car.
Okay, and why?
It really doesn't say. Huh. Says the guy was charged with possession of a stolen vehicle, having an open container, driving with a suspended license, and much, much more. Now, how much would you pay?
Oh my gosh!
There was a passenger in the car. She was charged with a firearm and a couple of other things.
Dang.
So this inspired us. When we see a car with uranium, a gun, and a rattlesnake, and a bottle of whiskey, we think you can top it. Nope. We think you can. You can match its wits in some. Remember when we were watching 9 News one day, and we don't want to make fun of when somebody has an accident. It's awful.
Right.
But somebody like rolled their car, and unfortunately, they seemed to be somewhat of a hoarder, or they had just taken a trip to the grocery store, or both. But their debris field.
Oh my God.
Was toilet paper.
It was everything.
Firing squad. It was a little bit of
just
everything. Playing card. It was just, you're looking at it and it was like.
Just scattered.
The remains of like. So what we want to try to do here, and we're hoping you're going to play along. What you got in your car? Like what you carrying in your car? Or it doesn't even have to be right now. Just remember that time in your life.
Yeah.
Where you had. Dick Cheney in your back seat because he had been, we actually had somebody call. It's the only reason I'm thinking of it. It was like some sort of emergency and he needed to be picked up by them. They had Dick Cheney in the car.
Yes.
They got a shovel and lime.
I know.
It's all unrelated. It's just road flares. Yeah. You're like, what you got in your car that would freak us out right now? Or if you got in an accident, the cops would come up and go, what the? What you carrying on you? That's what you carrying in your car? I'm guessing you've had mostly things in your car that you can't talk about.
Yeah, I have those, yeah.
Wasn't there somebody who worked here who in his car, in addition to, he just moved from somewhere else, but in addition to like having his black lacquer headboard and everything else, he had 2 full-grown marijuana plants.
Like huge.
Like massive, they look like palm trees.
Seriously, he was living in the motel over here and he had him growing a grow house in his closet. Well, he heard that the police were going to come through. So he grabbed everything out of the motel, shoved it in his car, and then it would sit in his car all in the lot. You can just see
it's like you're looking out there. It's right. Like, are you a horticulturist?
Exactly.
Are you some sort of.
What?
So we're looking for your weird stuff. This person said they have a wizard's cloak in their car. That's exactly. This is exactly what we want to talk to.
That is perfect.
7 packs of Ensure and a bag of potatoes.
Heck yeah.
That's a little weird.
Right?
Oh my God. This is okay. I've been close to this. This person has 1 folding chair, 1 propane grill, 1 gallon of propane tank. You don't want to have that.
No.
A spatula, a tong, a cutting board, golf clubs, baseball hat, change of clothes, overnight bag of toothbrush, toothpaste, lotion, shaver, cattle prod, magnesium chunk with flint, a butterfly knife, a buck knife, and an emergency thermal blanket.
Holy smokes.
That's somebody who's loaded for bear.
I want to party with that person.
I think I have.
I'm sure.
That just sounds like somebody who's ready to camp, though, right?
I think so,
That's more than...
We just haven't taken the stuff out of their car or something.
Well, I seem to remember having something highly illegal in my car, and I can't remember what it was.
You? Because you don't have
it. I was holding it for a friend.
Like,
I remember having something. Oh, yeah, no, it was when I was carrying stuff for my brother-in-law who was living in my house.
Oh, that's right.
And he would just order random stuff, and at one point, he needed me to drive it to him. So I had probably 17 boxes of knives of all different sizes, and then giant hydroponic lights.
Oh, I remember that.
Because he started buying hydroponic. He's like, I want to bring them back to Brazil to sell to people. I'm like, in Brazil, you have sun. He's like, there's people who want to grow stuff. And I'm like, right.
The sun.
You have the sun. If you inadvertently drop any kind of seed anywhere in Brazil, in the middle of a highway, drive by 3 weeks later, there's a full-blown plant there. I'm like, there's no reason for hydroponic lights.
Your little business venture here is
with the knives and the... And I'm driving down the highway going, oh, is my taillight out?
I know, because I'm going to get busted with knives.
So is there any reason you have 7,000 knives and hydroponic lights? Not the obvious one. I want to give his name on the air so bad because his name was so.
Oh, yes.
He had a name.
You're right.
Like,
yes.
Okay. I'm not going to say his actual name, but his name was like Philip Phoenix. That was legit. His name was like the name of a city and it just sounded fake. So then I'd be like, no, I swear to God, it's for somebody else.
Phil Phoenix.
Step out of the car, sir. All right, so a couple more, and then we're going to take your calls for the weird stuff you're carrying in your car. Somebody has two plastic lightsabers in the trunk.
Of course they do.
Hoping to have a road rage incident that they can solve Jedi style.
Whatever.
Love that. And then somebody else has a bowler hat that fits on their chihuahua.
Okay. Oh, those little tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had an old boss who used to have a clown nose in his car in case
he needed to
cheer up.
They would drive around with them on.
Clown noses.
Yes.
All right. So what you got in your car? We'd love to hear about it. Doug?
Yay.
What's the weird crap you got in your car?
Well, you wouldn't believe it, but if I get pulled over, they would probably test my chainsaw for somebody's DNA. It looks like I've got a bloody chainsaw in the back.
Heck yeah.
Why do you have a bloody chainsaw in the back?
Well, I was cutting up some boards that I have in my garden in the back where I grow red beets.
Oh!
Okay, the stains.
Yeah, and it obviously it doesn't really look like blood, but it could raise an eyebrow.
Honestly, officer, red beets.
It's beets. You don't understand. I'm a beet farmer. Oh, my God, Doug.
That's wicked.
Yeah, you don't want to get pulled over. Right. That's all we're saying. Just be careful. Thank you for the call, Doug. Candy.
Hi, guys.
Hi. You are disguised. What do you got in your car?
A couple urns with some cremated remains.
Couple of them.
What macabre person are you? Who are you driving around? Who's dead?
I don't know who they are, but I work for a certain type of place where I have to transport that.
So, do you only carry urns or do you ever carry a body?
Oh no, it's in my own car, so no. No bodies in my car, just the cremated remains.
So you deliver them to people?
I deliver them to the cemetery.
Oh, to the cemetery.
Okay, yeah.
I was like, you do a stripogram or something? You show up, I was like, here's your grandma!
That'd be fun.
That's really, you gotta make light of the situation. Like, I know it was a terrible day, but.
Yeah. But, I can go in the carpool lane, though.
Oh, no. You can, nope.
No,
we've
talked about this. You can go if it's a dead body, but I think once you've cremated it, it's no longer interesting. Thank you for the call, Candy. She wanted to be disguised for that. Let's see. Cheryl.
Yay.
What's the weird crap you got in your car?
Well, at one point, I had an AK-47, two antique pistols, $1,500 and $100 bills, $20,000 in silver dimes.
Oh, you
and a tree stump.
And a tree stump.
Yes. And a map to El Chapo. What are you doing? Are you a collector? What the hell are you doing?
I was moving my father-in-law's stuff back from where he lived to where I live. and ended up with all this stuff in my car. And it happened to be when the Broncos were in the playoffs. So we stopped in Las Vegas and gambled on the Bronco game.
Heck yeah. What's with the tree stump?
Yeah.
What would the, yeah.
It was a tree stump that was made into a coffee table.
Oh.
Oh, one of them.
I was just like, yeah. I just love this tree.
I gotta say.
That, yeah, you don't want to get pulled over with a tree stump and all that stuff. Thank you for the call, Cheryl. Isaac.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Yay. What's the weird stuff you got in your car?
So I got about 40 boxes of tissues in my car.
Of course you do.
Mm. You got a voracious appetite for something. Why would you have that?
All right, so my stepmom just retired as a teacher, and I spent like 8 hours moving so much stuff out of her classroom, like pounds of pounds. And then I see that there's like hundreds of boxes of tissues in the closet. I'm like, hey, can I take some home? And she goes, you can take one, only one. And I was like, I can only take one box of tissues. She's like, yeah, we're just leaving them for the next people. And there's just hundreds. So I was like, you make me work like 8 hours and all that. I'm taking a few more. So I just took more. And then eventually I didn't realize how much I took until my truck just filled.
Yeah. So you stole 40 boxes of tissues from future educators is what you're...
Well, when you put it that way. Yeah.
She wanted to donate it to the... Next.
Yeah, well played, Isaac.
Stolen.
I guess you could say that, but I felt like...
No, I can. I did say that. Thank you, Isaac. Do you understand that every year I get this list of stuff and I have to buy like 6 boxes of tissues? I'm like, where the hell are they going? Some hoarder is keeping them, and then her stupid nephew stealing them.
Oh, yeah, just willy-nilly.
Miranda.
Hi. Hi.
What you got in your car?
So I play competitive paintball. So I have at least 15 deconstructed guns in the back of my car. I have anything from tools to extra parts to tactical body gear. I have at least 4 or 5 helmets right now. I've got my entire back of my car looks like a mechanic.
You're ready to jam.
Yeah. So when the police pull you over, if they can't distinguish between that and a real gun, good luck.
Yeah.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.